There's something powerful in the air right now, a driving force that is propelling small birds to lift off at the end of each day in places to ourselves and navigate their way north under the stars. We're not sure if it's temperature changes, increased length of daylight hours, or if birds actually do carry page day calendars with them. Whatever that force is, it's in full effect right now. I've seen the effects of it in walks all over the South Shore this week. Ludham's Ford in Hanover, Crawl Bog in Duxbury, the Center Cemetery in Pembroke, Pratt Farm in Ferry Hill Thicket in Marshfield, Triphammer Pond in Hingham. I caught my first yellow warbler of the season at the end of Cornhill Lane in Marshfield, listened as a brown thrasher sang out a long series of mimicked songs in Halifax. I watched a mute swan chase off Canada geese from Jenny Pond in Plymouth, where I also walked the Vine Hill Cemetery and the Eel River Conservation Area. In the rain at Donovan Farm Fields in Norwell, I heard my first worm-eating warbler of the year, and at the Daniel Webster Wildlife Sanctuary in Marshfield, I was heartened to see the purple martin colony doing so well. Bobolinks won't be far behind. For the next 3 or 4 weeks, there are no wrong answers when deciding where to walk on the South Shore. Shorebirds are on the beaches, and nesting ducks, geese, and swans are on the ponds. Tree, barn, and northern rough-winged swallows are back, often swooping over the rivers. Raptors, like the broad-winged hawk I saw at Wampatuck State Park, are passing through. There is never a better time to wander than May in southeastern Massachusetts. As you walk, I hope you experience the unexpected these next few weeks as our woods and fields and thickets fill with the sounds of spring. Go find that yellow-breasted chat or that Cape May warbler. Catch that least flycatcher call or maybe the Philadelphia vireo song. Whatever the force is that is driving them our way, may that force be with you. I'm John Galuzzo, and that's your South Shore Walk of the Week on 95.9 WATD. For a podcast of this feature, go to 959WATD.com.